Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Big Dave Show, here it is, Monday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. So be on the lookout today for somebody to get you. Try, at least. And have you guys ever been gotten good?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to you?
Oh,
Stan?
Yeah. There's one time I saw the Wienermobile for sale on the internet.
Oh, yeah?
And it was a guy in California selling it, and my brother and I saw the post just went up. We thought, no way, we got a shot at buying one. So the both of us, we spent a whole afternoon trying to get in touch with this guy, reaching out only for a return phone call from the guy's friend saying, ha ha, this was a prank on my friend. I put the post up and blew up his phone.
Oh my
He's
gosh.
Now disconnected it.
Wow.
And had to get a new number.
Wow.
That's brutal.
But at least they called us back because we were relentless. We're like, please call us. I mean, between him and I. So that was a prank between them that ended up getting us.
Roped
well,
you
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but I mean, it gained attention, but that's right up your alley there.
Oh, gosh, to own a Wienermobile of your own? Forget about it. So there's that one. And then remember when Ashley found that little cup of coffee that looked like it was spilled, but it was actually just like dried?
Mm-hmm.
Like a little rubbery thing.
Yes,
there.
And we were waiting for you to notice it. Waiting. We put it here in the new studio or whatever. And then as soon as you saw it, oh my gosh, you went dad mode. It was hilarious. Okay. You're like, are you seeing this right now? Me and his dad are like, what? And it looks like a spilled cup of coffee and it was fake. And then I picked it up. Gotcha.
I was like, no. Oh, man. You know what? One that my dad got me the best, but it actually ended up backfiring on him when I was a little boy because I started crying.
Oh, no.
Yes. No. All right. So when I was a little boy, the little neighborhood we lived in, there was it was called Frank's IGA. It was an IGA in our neighborhood. And, you know, we would walk down to it. We lived in the IGA, me and my friends. We would be buying comic books or baseball cards and sit out on the loading dock on the side and open our cards. We would play hide and seek inside the IGA. It was ridiculous. I mean, I'm serious. We were down there all the time.
Hangout.
Yeah.
So it was April Fool's Day, and my dad woke me up and told me that the IGA burned down overnight.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, I started crying because it was like the place we hung out. I was so sad.
Devastated?
Oh, yes. And my dad's like, hang on. No.
I'm kidding.
I was like, because I started tearing up. Aww. I mean, this was literally, and I was like, well, thanks a lot, Dad. Now I got to go to school, please. But aww, now I can appreciate it. But also, I'm still like, that was kind of brutal to do to a little boy.
Brutal, but I mean, you know.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 749-B105, has anybody ever gotten you really good with an April Fool's Day prank? We would love to hear from you right now. But please don't make us cry or go dad mode over here.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Selena wrote in and said, no one has ever pranked me, but I got my sister one year real good. I bought 125 rolls of plastic wrap and wrapped her car.
Oh.
When she woke up, she freaked out. As she's ripping it off, she ended up ripping off her side mirror. Priceless reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, you, no.
That's kind of like vandalism? Maybe? I don't know if that's an April Fool's Day joke. Is it real? I mean, would that classify as one?
It's a prank.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, but April Fool's is supposed to be where you make somebody believe something that isn't real.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like what my wife did to me on April Fool's Day one year.
What's that?
She told me, hey, we're going to have our second child now. And I was like, get out of here. We just had Jane, like, or Stacy, like, I don't know, 18 months earlier. There's no way you could be pregnant again. Yep, she sure was. Jane Awesome came along in November.
Well, that wasn't really an April
Fool's
Day.
But it wasn't a joke.
You just thought it was. All right.
It really took some convincing for me to believe her. I was like, you are no way pregnant.
I guess Kayla didn't realize the date.
It was traumatic for her. Yeah, like, oh my God, we're going to have two cribs.
She walks by pregnant 6 months later. Stead's like, that's a pillow.
Yeah. Man, you're really playing this joke out, aren't you?
Really? It is a 6:43.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. The Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we've got our friend Erica. She works at the Height Center and she's from Anderson Township and she always delivers the dad joke. Let's have it, girl.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I don't know. Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Because he never lands.
You know, we had a much dirtier version of that joke when I was a child.
Share that one.
Why does Peter Pan fly?
I don't know. Why does Peter Pan fly?
Somebody hit you in the with a pan, you'd fly too. Stop.
Wow.
See,
right
I told there. You. It was
wow.
It was awful. We will edit that out, maybe. Erica, have a great day.
Thank you all too.
It's a 7:07. Flood watch through tomorrow night. Afternoon shower 72 today. Shower storm 62 tonight. Heavy rain possible tomorrow with showers and storms. 71 right now. It's 64 here at the B. Coming up next, what little song snippets sum up our weekend the best? We haven't done this in a while. We'll play them and share what happened with us right after we hear from Bailey Zimmerman and where it is.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night this morning? We got Gina in here. Hi, Gina.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. And you are having a pretty big shake up with your husband, Tony. And it has to do with your kids and what's happening here.
So our 14-year-old boy twins have decided that they are old enough to take bike rides to the store, the corner store, which is actually a couple of blocks over, to get snacks and things after dark. And I said, no, that's absolutely ridiculous. Number one, we have food at home. And number two, it's dark out. Like, no. And Tony thinks they're old enough to handle themselves. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're 14. And they're, like, oblivious. Like, I don't want
to. Wait. So it's just a couple of blocks to the corner store and you're no?
Yeah, but, like, they have to go out, like, on, like, it's not, like, a main road, but, like, a busy road to, like, get to it. Like, you know what I mean? To the convenience store. So it's, like, they have to. I don't know. I bet it's a good half mile almost.
How many lanes is in this busy road?
Two. Busy.
Do they have lights on their bikes?
Yeah.
Reflectors?
Okay.
All right.
Well, at least that's some safety.
I watch them on the little GPS app, like, to see where they are.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, like the Life 360 or whatever?
Yeah.
So, Gina, you're mad at Tony because he let them do this.
Yeah, and now they figured out, like, if they ask Tony, like, he's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And then I'm like, where are the kids?
You think it's just like the mama bear in you, like being, I don't want to say overprotective because it could be dangerous, but like it seems like Tony's just, you know, go do your thing, kids, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like live your best life. I'm like, no. And I don't like that they're being sneaky and like being like, oh, let's go ask dad. I'm like, no.
Right.
No, I said no.
I understand the dangers of the bicycle and whatnot, but what about just walking to the corner store? Would you let him do that?
I mean, during the day I do. It's just, it's nighttime and, like, you know, people are out. Like,
yeah, but it gets dark and it'll only be like 8:30 or something outside. That's not too,
yeah.
Not bedtime yet.
Gina, what exactly do you think is happening at night? I mean, in your neighborhood, what is going on here?
No, it's down on, like, more of a main road, like, over by, like, you know, where more things are. So I don't know who's over there and, like who's picking up a pack of smokes after going to the bar or something like that.
Well,
like,
it's there
on a bike.
And why can't they just get to the store after school? Why are they even trying to get?
Because they're kids. You said they're 14 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to find their freedoms right now, you know, get a little... You know, freedom out there. No, they feel like they're grown up.
She's not about it.
I can tell. You're not.
I'm sorry. I have plenty of time to be free. Right now, I have to clear mine. I don't want them driving.
So are they troublesome in school? Do they have any behavior problems that come around?
No, they're actually good boys.
So they should have earned your trust and by now.
I trust them. I don't trust the world.
I gotcha.
All of us. Oh, we relate.
Gina, do you have a closing argument before we go to the jury here?
I just think that they should listen to their mama.
And not their daddy.
And not dad. Okay. Dad, just no.
Okay. All right. Statman, juror member number one, where are you at?
Look, part of the reason why they went to their dad and asked, let's be honest, is all about the snacks. And your response was, oh, we have snacks at home. Yeah, you got celery sticks and carrots. They want Doritos and bubble gum. That's why they went to dad. I don't know. I worked in a bike shop, and I got to say, I'd never had any problems riding bikes at night or know of too many people who have. So I'm going to be on your husband's side on this. Come on, let them be wild. They're teenage boys. They're going to fall down and bump their knee. They'll survive. They bounce right back.
One of them's eavesdropping here, and he's nodding at me.
That's hilarious. I'm on your side, dude.
Well, the one eavesdropping isn't going to like what I have to say, because I'm like, listen to your mom. She's in charge.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mom. Team Gina.
All right. And all I'm going to say is, Gina, you have made me think that I had the worst parents in the world because they didn't care what I was doing. I would leave the house in the morning in the summer. There's no cell phones back then. No way to get in touch with me. They had no idea. We were back in the woods at a pond in the winter in Tennessee walking on frozen. Now, tell me how safe that sounds.
And there's no Life 360.
There wasn't. We didn't have brutally cold winters. It was like, ooh, there's some ice on there. Here we go. I didn't care.
Are you trying to freak her out here?
Yes.
I'm telling her that that's what I did. And my parents, they didn't care as long as I was home before dinner. And then I was back out until the streetlights came on.
Yeah, times are definitely different.
Yeah, totally different world. So I'm just going to say, I think you got to let kids be kids and let them go have some fun. And, you know, the helicopter mom needs to be grounded. But let's see. Let's see.
Going to be so happy.
749 B105, also through the B105 app, what they have to say. Okay, Gina?
Thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
B105, The Big Dave Show. Who was right last night? We heard from Gina this morning, who is at odds with her husband, Tony. They have 14-year-old twin boys, and Tony let them ride their bicycles to the store about a mile away, maybe even closer the other night after dark. Gina's like, whoa, hang on a second. A lot of stuff could happen there. And Tony's like, what's the big deal? Come on. Their kids are 14. We got to get to the phone lines here, see if she's being a helicopter mom or not. Kim and Price Hill, what do you say?
I say no, but I live in Coleraine now, but this was like 30 years ago.
Oh, well, what happened?
My son, I sent him to the corner store to get some crackers for chili because I forgot them at Kroger. It was about 7, 8 o'clock, two blocks from my house. They broke his nose, ooh, took his bicycle, oh and gosh, the crackers and what little bit of change he had.
That is terrible.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And yeah, so he got jumped.
He got jumped going to the corner store on his bicycle.
Yeah, but to be fair, I mean, that I grew up not too far from Price Hill, and I had a friend that got jumped in the middle of the afternoon in the summer, got his bike stolen.
That's terrible.
Yeah, well, it was terrible what happened to the people that jumped him, because he rallied all of us, and we went and got his bike back.
Get the posse together. Yeah. All right, well, you've just maybe affirmed Gina's feelings there.
I do, but they are 14, so they need some independence. But
yeah,
my son was 11 at the time.
Okay, all right, so I got you. All right, thank you very much, Kim. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. And Chrissy from Cheviot is also Team Gina. Why is that?
Well, I'm Team Gina because I have a 15-year-old boy, and I know kids are oblivious to their surroundings, and especially when they're with somebody else, they're talking, they're not paying attention and crossing the street. My kid, we lived on the same street as school, and I wouldn't allow him to walk to school because he had to cross a big intersection. And the world is different than what we with kids.
You know, it's funny you say that. Laura messaged in and said she wouldn't let him go out after dark either. Or maybe it's just she's watched too many episodes of Dateline.
Yeah, for
which
sure.
Which gets to Kyle's comment of a lot of parents have watched too many documentaries of Dateline.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe we need to loosen up. There's a lot more Ring doorbell cameras and stuff around. You could track them on your phone. I dare say it's safer now than it was when we were kids.
Back then?
Yeah, we got Charlie coming through the B105 app. Let them go. It's safer for them to explore the world.
I'd rather keep them protected.
Well, no, they go on to say that. Sorry. If they feel like they're being too protected, they may try to do dangerous things without any guidance. So, yeah, you know, people all over. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then Mark weighs in on the B105 app. When I was growing up, I asked my dad if we could drive down to the corner store on our bikes. And he said, here, let me give you this note. You can pick me up a pack of smokes.
Oh, those are the things.
Wow.
So wait, are you saying that's all it took was a note from home?
I think so. I've heard that before.
That's crazy. John Batteries from WCPO Channel 9 joins us. He loves the Who Was Right last night. Where are you weighing in on this one at?
Oh, let the kids stay out a bit and be on bikes. We did that too. I heard you talk about that, Dave. We used to didn't have cell phones, didn't have Life 360.
Nothing.
Let them out. And because I will say this as a parent, wait till they get car keys.
Ooh,
if you think them out on bicycles is bad, wait till they're 16 and a half and have their car
keys. I tell you what, you bring up that they didn't have cell phones on. You know what my dad had? A whistle. And I'm serious. I would be somewhere in the neighborhood and I would hear a whistle blow. And that was my dad in the driveway blowing a whistle.
Really?
Get your butt home and eat dinner. That's what it was. Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, you're coming up with us again about half an hour. What are we going to be talking about today?
Oh, illegal springtime home improvement projects. The things you're planning to do around the house this spring, some of them might not be legal.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Back from spring break, I am talking about WCPO's John Matarese. John, where'd you go? Anywhere fun?
I don't know.
No?
Did I go anywhere fun? No, I went to Florida. I was on the beach.
Oh, come on.
I was on the beach in Florida.
Nice.
Very nice, warm, you know, 80 degrees, sunshine, can't complain.
All right, well, that's good. So you had a good time. So now you're back, and it's spring has sprung. We're in a brand new month here, but you're saying not so fast on home improvement projects.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people now, it's April. We're planning our home improvement. Let's get outside. I know Stat's going to be working on the house every weekend.
Oh, you've talked to my wife, I guess.
But there are some projects people take on that are not up to code or not legal, and you can get in big trouble for them. And people don't realize it, that building a deck, that takes permits.
Sure.
And so many people put a deck on the back of their house.
What about recovering the deck with fresh wood?
Yeah, you can do that.
But as long as it's existing.
Yeah, but when there's no deck there and you're saying, I'm going to build a deck, I know how, I got the tools, I got the wherewithal, those take permits because a badly built deck can collapse.
Exactly. It's got to be up to code. And plus, you have to go get permission from your city to build a deck, to add a structure into your backyard.
So many people do that, and that's one. Another one is installing a water heater. If it's gas, that one you're dealing with gas. Dangerous, dangerous. That also is supposed to have approval to do. Taking out a wall to open up your kitchen. Lots of people do that.
Yeah.
But that's one where you could have a load-bearing beam and you pull out the wall and the second floor drops about 3 inches.
Geez. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's dangerous.
That happens.
I was with somebody the other day and they were showing me their house and they said, I'm thinking about taking this out. And I said, well, you might want to have that looked at because that could be load bearing. It was separating. They wanted to make a room bigger.
Yeah, and exactly. You may need a beam installed, a support beam. People don't realize that. And they actually do that. They knock down the wall between the kitchen and the living room saying, we're going to have the open kitchen.
Yeah.
And suddenly that bedroom drops about an inch and a half. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oops.
Not a good
idea. That's another bad one. And then finally, upgrading your electric panel. Mm. A stat man, you look guilty over there.
I think that might be on my list of things to do.
Upgrading the panel?
All those circuit breakers in there saying we need to add some more, we need to change the panel. That's a job for a licensed electrician. Now, if you want to change a switch on the wall, that's okay, and put in a dimmer. You know, everybody's done that. But watch out with that electrical panel. As I always say, don't waste your money.
And at least wear rubber gloves when you do it, right? All right, what are you working on tonight, John?
Oh, another thing about eclipse glasses. We're 1 week away, and we're going to tell you where to find them and the best ones and the worst ones to get.
I would guess the worst ones are the ones that don't work.
Yeah. I mean, a dollar store sunglasses, probably.
You're going to look like Stat after he works on the electric panel. Fried.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming out of Oklahoma, and they're from Sean Cummings. Now, Sean lost his wife, Kathy, last month to gallbladder cancer.
Jeez.
And Kathy was a chef and a restaurant owner. And one of her biggest things was taking care of and feeding people. So he thought, I need to keep her legacy alive. So at her funeral, he asked for donations to help ease school lunch debt there in Oklahoma because it was out of control. So people started helping him. He put up a GoFundMe page and more people started helping him. And before you know it, $70,000 worth of donations had come
Holy
in.
Cow. Wow.
$70,000. She just passed away last month. So far, Sean Cummings has been able to wipe the school lunch debt free at 20 schools in Oklahoma.
Whoa, that's a significant number.
And he's going to do more. He says, this is exactly what Kathy would have liked to see done with her legacy. If nothing else, hopefully it'll help us figure out a way for somebody in politics to solve this problem so it's not a problem again next year.
Very cool.
He said he's going to continue this mission until the money runs out. And I bet the money's never going to run out because everybody hears it and goes, wow.
You know, some kids, like, they can't graduate if they have, like, a lunch balance. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Not going to be a problem in Oklahoma right now because Sean Cummings, in memory of his wife, Kathy, is taking care of it. $70,000 worth of donations so far. And like he said, the money's never going to run out, Sean. Welcome to your wife's legacy, and thank you for the good vibes this morning. It is no April Fool's joke today. B105, 55 years old.
Yeah.
Launched on this day in 1969. How about that?
Cool. Yeah. Happy birthday to us.
Pair of fives. Look at us. We're holding that. Now, it is April Fool's Day. And Statman, you're on the case over there trying to find out current active April Fool jokes that are happening.
Oh, yeah. And I think we might have all fallen victim to one. Ashley texted us over the weekend. The hot dog sparkling water.
Okay.
Yeah, from 7-Eleven.
And I'm hearing now that was a joke. They got us. They got us early.
Well, they said, I saw that on Friday. So they were like.
So they're not really selling it?
According to USA Today. They got me, but they're not the only ones making a silly soda because welcome to the game, Pringles.
What are they doing?
The Olipop sour cream and onion soda. It's not real. Don't worry. Don't even have to imagine it.
From Pringles, the chip maker?
Yeah, the can looks like a smaller version of a Pringles, you know, can, but it's a soda pop and they're touting that around social media right now.
Wait, so it's Olipop? What has it got in it again?
Sour cream and onion Pringles.
Gross. All right. Yeah, all right. What else are you seeing out there?
Stoner Lingo translator app from Rosetta Stone. You kids sound like a stoner too.
Oh, that's funny.
Or know what one is saying to you.
Yeah, totally, dude. Right on. All right, this is one that I would actually buy. It's a sleeping bag from Dole Bananas in the shape of a banana.
That's cool.
It like peels off of you. How does that totally buy that?
How is that not already a thing? It feels like it should have been something already.
And here's another one I'd like to see you try. Sriracha flavored toothpaste.
No.
Yes. Yeah, spicy.
Like I love sriracha. That's gross.
Normally after you have sriracha, you want to brush your teeth. Brush your teeth to smell like you just ate a bunch of it.
Now, I got something I might brush my teeth with, and that's Scotch Tape brand Scotch whiskey.
Yes. Is that made by 3M?
Yes, the 3M brand from the Highlands, a new choice.
So these are all out there today on April Fool's Day, floating around social media, and people are falling for them.
Yeah, like you could order dead flowers from some flower shop. There's a lot floating around. Just be cautious today.
Yeah, and don't fall for anything. And please don't give them your credit card number for the Pringles soft drink. Come on. These are fun, though. It makes life more fun, doesn't it?
Now, Korean barbecue deodorant, I think they should come out with.
No.
From the pit to your pit. Barbecue right there.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Today, hang on a second. I got to take care of something.
Don't do it.
Alexa.
Don't do it.
Put Alexa in the country club.
I knew he was going to do that.
Putting Alexa in the country club. Alexa Newton, how are you, girl?
I'm doing great. Excited to be on the show here with you guys.
Well, of course you are. Yeah. So first, let's get it out of the way. Do you have an Alexa in your home?
I do not.
And that's why? Because your name?
Yes, because of my name, yes. I hear all the jokes. I get them every day, all day long.
I knew it. Yeah, if anybody asks you to do anything, hey, Alexa, you got to be over it.
Yeah. Now they got dish rags. They have, signs. People try to gift me with my name. It's like, no, just let it go, people.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I think you're our first Alexa into the B105 Country Club, so welcome.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Another interesting fact about you is you were born in Germany at a military base, and you actually went to high school there. Do you speak any German?
I do. Ich bin so froh, auf dem Radio zu sein heute. Oh, I'm very happy to be on the radio today.
What? Man, that's cool. That was very smooth.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Can't you drink beer younger over there?
Yeah.
16. Mm-hmm.
But it's warm 16? Beer, right?
Yeah, I'm not a beer drinker, so
that's good for you.
Oh, you're from Germany, you don't like beer, but nah, I'm not.
You're
a
like, nope.
Beer.
You like the schnapps.
Yeah, there you go.
What branch of the military was your dad in?
In the Army.
Army, okay. Well,
yeah.
Next time I see him, tell him thank you for your service.
What's something you think you learned, traveling around like that as a kid?
Just to make friends fast, as in, I can really talk to anyone because of that. I think that's when I look back, all the traveling and moving around in new schools, is that's what really helped me open up and meet new people. So I love that. And I still love meeting new people.
Well, it sounds like you've had a very interesting life so far, and it's getting even more so now because you're in the B105 Country Club, Alexa. Yeah. And now all we got to do is play the next song on B105 for you. So what's it going to be?
It's going to be Morgan Wallen. He's my favorite. Now I just got to figure out which song I want.
Oh, well, he's only got a couple.
There's
so many.
No,
there's so many. And I can never just pick one as my favorite. I knew if I ever got asked this question, I would be struggling.
Well, now you're going to be on a desert island. You only get one Morgan Wallen song to take with you. What's it going to be?
More Than My Hometown.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. All righty. Well, let's get you in there. Welcome to the Country Club, Alexa.
Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.